Very clicky.
I'm picking up. There it goes. How's that for awkward, guys? Am I executing the awkwardness properly?
You're listening to Life is Awkward on River West Radio. We have a special guest with us today. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Stephanie Krupczak. I work for Nova CBD in downtown Milwaukee. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So, CBD. This is a hot topic. It really is. So I want to know, so I guess, how did you get started in CBD and like, what is your experience with it?
So I started working in CBD when I lived in Denver, actually freelancing for several companies. So it's kind of, I've been in that realm for a while and recently started at Nova. So.
And how long have you been working at Nova for?
Almost 2 months now. So we're a pretty new company, a startup in Milwaukee. So yeah, trying to get in while the topic's hot. But interestingly enough, CBD has been around for hundreds of years. So it's kind of interesting how it's kind of back in the spotlight again.
Oh, what are the earlier occurrences? Do you know?
So in the early to mid 1800s, actually in Europe, some doctors brought it back from India and they started using it in some big pharmaceutical companies in Europe, which is really interesting. And it was actually went through a slanderous period where companies saw it as a threat because hemp is a very diverse product. So it's kind of interesting that it kind of went downhill again in the early 1900s. But yeah, so it's kind of back in the spotlight and after the Farm Bill in 2014. So it's on the up again.
It's on the up. When you said the word hemp, that just like triggered something in my mind. Like I've seen lotions and stuff that say like hemp lotion or like hemp oil. And I don't think that's not CBD, right? Like it is, but it's not like the CBD grade stuff that is out now.
Yeah, there's a difference. So it depends on how it's extracted. So if you're taking a hemp seed, so you may have seen that in a salad, or hemp oil you can get in a bottle like olive oil, is a cold pressed seed. So that contains no CBD. However, it's a lot of benefits. There's amino acids, things like that in it. But if you do like CO2 processing where they blast carbon dioxide through the stalk of a hemp plant, that's how you extract your CBD, for example, is one of the techniques.
Okay, so CBD is inside of the hemp.
In the plant.
Inside the plant.
Where does it live inside the plant? Where does it reside?
Do you know this?
Is it in the flower?
Or, well, you can use the buds, or you can extract the oil from the like stalk of the plant as well.
And to be clear, this is hemp, not...
No, this is CBD.
This is CBD, but the plants itself, is this hemp plant, or is how closely related to...
So hemp and marijuana are both cannabis sativa, but they're different plants.
Okay.
So the hemp plant only has 0.3% potentially.
Okay, THC. So trace amounts.
Mm-hmm. Trace amounts.
Do you know if they extract different parts of the plant, if they're using it in like an oil or like in a lotion or anything? Like, is it always the same thing?
If they are using CBD, yes. They would just combine it with a different carrier agent or oil, whether it's like a topical ointment or you're ingesting it. So it could be like a organic quality like hemp seed oil, which is the non-CBD part, in conjunction with the CBD that you would, you know, add as a tincture to your mouth or to your food. So different ways like that.
And what sort of, how does the body like absorb them, is like versus like the skin versus ingestion versus et cetera?
Yeah, so there's different ways of taking it. So the tincture you would put under your tongue, the oil, and kind of swish around your mouth. That is a very fast way for it to absorb. So they say within half hour to 45 minutes, it'll be getting through your system. And that can last for about 8 to 10 hours. So you don't need to take it as frequently. If you take it by vape, you get it very quickly. So maybe for pain relief, anxiety, that's really fast working. But it may only last up to 4 hours. So not quite as long. You can ingest it as well too. So you could take a gel capsule. And that would take a bit longer because it's processing through your stomach, through your system. Or you can even add it to food, which is really great too. If you have any digestional issues, that's really good to take it that way. And back to what you mentioned just before, is that there's different, it's called bioavailability. So like you absorb different amounts depending on how you ingest it versus topical. Like for example, if you're doing an ointment, that would be kind of more immediate localized relief, where a transdermal patch is another way that you can, ingest CBD, where it actually goes into your bloodstream through your skin. So many, many ways to take it. And for bioavailability, probably the highest would be taking the tincture in your mouth, a transdermal patch, and vaping for the highest levels, up to 35%.
Oh, they have a patch now?
They do, yep.
Is it an eye patch, or is it like a just one, you know, like a shoulder patch?
Yeah, you can really put it anywhere you have any pain. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like localized.
So it's localized for the pain.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So when you're putting it in your mouth orally or eating it and ingesting it in food, does it work the same way because you're ingesting it, or is it different because it's cooked into food?
So when you're taking, like, to increase the bioavailability and the amount your body is absorbing, you want to try to take it with fatty acids. So after a meal is really helpful. And when you're cooking it, you want to be careful that you don't heat it too high. So you want to stay, you know, no higher than 325 degrees. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're killing off the benefits of it. So maybe adding it in, you know, when you add your herbs at the end of like a pizza sauce or something, mm-hmm. you know, when you're making it.
On top kind of
yeah,
thing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Yeah. I've done that with olive oil on pizza.
Just sprinkle some CBD all over your pizza.
Oh, definitely.
Would you
definitely.
Taste it?
Depending. I mean, if you did
I like
the
taste personally.
Yeah, if you did the natural flavor, it has it's kind of earthy, okay. But it yeah. blends with a lot. Or you can have different flavors too, like mint, orange. So
yeah, like I've been to the olive oil store. So someday you'll have that, but in CBD. Do you imagine?
Yeah,
oh my
they
God,
already
that
do.
Would be what?
They already do.
Where is
it's
this?
Not here, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
We don't have it yet,
what?
But
like a store where there's all different CBDs with just a whole bunch of different like herbs and stuff, and well, like different mm-hmm. flavored CBD. I mean, I know there's flavors of
sky's
CBD.
Sky's the limit, I guess. Yeah.
Not for cooking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. What it, like? What is your favorite thing that you've ever put CBD in, or on?
So I guess simply, I like the mint CBD in my coffee.
Okay.
That's really good. Yeah.
Mint and yeah. coffee.
Do you do milk? What else do you put in there to like, what's the full recipe, I guess, is what I'm saying?
Coconut creamer, sometimes cacao powder.
Okay.
Yep.
So you got the fatty.
Another good thing too is just salad dressing. So using hemp oil, like hemp seed oil, tahini and olive oil, a little bit of CBD. The natural flavor is actually pretty good as a dressing.
Cool.
So does CBD, are the natural flavors added or the natural flavors terpenes? And like, what are terpenes?
Yes.
So yeah, great question. So like, for example, like the mint I mentioned and the orange, that is added, but terpenes are these flavor profiles. So a good way to describe that is it's by the type of CBD. So full spectrum means that you have the CBD and the terpenes. So the terpenes kind of come from like the sticky residue of the plant. Mm-hmm. So like limonene is one, and there's a bunch of different these flavor profiles that some might taste peppery, kind of more like cloves that you maybe have cooked with before, mm-hmm. or like a lemon flavor, a lavender flavor. So all these different profiles naturally appear. And then sometimes for some CBD types, you can add in additional, you can add more. Whereas if you're not looking at the full spectrum, another type would have no terpenes. So again, you have to just kind of be aware of what type of CBD it is.
So what do the terpenes do for you?
So the terpenes actually interact with the CBD and make it work faster. So if you took a full spectrum CBD with terpenes, you would see the benefits with a lower dosage much quicker versus if you took an isolate CBD, which has no terpenes, you'd probably have to take a larger quantity to see those benefits.
Do you want to talk about like what full spectrum is versus what would the other thing be if it's not full spectrum?
Yeah, the isolate.
Oh, isolate.
So that would be pure CBD, and it's usually in like a powder form. So it has all of the terpenes removed. So again, you'd have to take like a higher dosage to feel those benefits, where the terpenes just add all the extra benefits. And again, kind of seeing that in the CBD industry, they're actually adding in additional terpenes that are not, you know, naturally found from like the first draw of the CBD or first extraction of the CBD oil to kind of increase the benefits of it.
So do certain terpenes have different benefits than others?
They do. Yeah. Some are more specific. Like some maybe target anxiety more. Some might target pain receptors more. So yeah, they all have a little bit of variations to them.
So it might cure our awkwardness and we'd be out of a show.
That would not be good.
I'm okay with that.
What?
Well, if everyone was not awkward anymore and everyone wasn't anxious, it's a cool world.
I think it's good to have some sort of like awkwardness, though.
Yeah.
I feel like, because otherwise, life would be just, I'm trying to think of the word, but like people would just like go about their life, and like I feel like awkwardness makes it kind of fun and like interesting, and also like I don't know. That's don't true. You think
I think so.
Yeah.
So awkward touché. Is good and it's interesting.
It's good and interesting. It gives you something to laugh about and talk about. And then you can be like, oh, wow, that was awkward.
Oh, man. Now I feel awkward, though, that I said that. I feel so awkward now.
Well, now people know that it's okay to be awkward.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you feel very bad about it, try some CBD. It
might help. Exactly.
All right. Let me see that pain.
With extra terpenes. Yeah. Did you? So tell me. So you've tried some, right? Both of
yes.
you?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have a vape pen. I have CBD oil tincture. And I have like a lotion type thing. Because I just wanted to try all of them and I wanted to know what helps. And I don't know if this is, if you've had this experience or if anyone else has had this experience, but I find the vape pen, it does help like with anxiety pretty quickly, but I feel like I have to do it kind of a lot. I don't know if I'm doing it right. Probably not. Maybe I'm not breathing it right.
She's not.
Like, I was like,
what are you doing?
She does not know how to, well, she does not know how to smoke anything, which is good for her.
Sad.
No, I'm good for you. But like, is there a proper way to breathe it in terms of like, do you want to like pull it lower into your lungs? Does that help with absorption rates or?
I am like, as yourself, I don't,
smoke
a lot, but, I have vaped, quite a bit recently, but, I guess just taking like a full inhale. And again, it depends on how potent the CBD oil you're using. Like for example, the one I currently have right now, it's about 20 milligrams per puff. So, that can add up fast. But again, And one thing to note too, is that how you said you have to like take more, you noticed, It depends on how your body kind of metabolizes the CBD. So everybody's different. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of good to experiment with different types. Like for me, like gummies and vaping can make me tired. Whereas like tincture and capsules, like cut the chatter and let me focus when I'm at work or I'm a bunch of presentation. So.
And that's interesting you say that, because when every time that I've used the tincture, I'm so tired and I like don't want to do anything.
Okay.
And I'm just like, and then I stopped taking it because I was like, well, I'm taking this during the day because I heard it would give me energy for my workout. And now I'm like at the gym, like about to pass out.
You're crawling on the treadmill.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, one thing too, if you take too much,
and maybe it's too high of a dose.
Yeah. Do you know how many milligrams you're taking?
I want to say it's a 500 milligram bottle.
Okay, so if you're taking one drop, or that's about 16 milligrams, which isn't bad. Maybe you should lower it to 10. And a good thing to mention too is that it kind of goes by body weight. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you're like around 100 pounds, you want to stick to that, 8 to 10, 15 mark. And then if you're like 200 pounds, you could go up to maybe 25. And you want to basically be consistent about it. So studies show that if you take it regularly, like daily for a week, that's when you really start to notice the benefits of it. And when you start at a lower dose, I would stick to that for about 3 to 5 days before you increase it. Mm-hmm. Kind of see how you feel. If you are drowsy, probably take less. If you don't really notice anything, take a bit more. So it's just kind of a case-by-case basis. And again, I know we talked briefly about the ECS system, the endocannabinoid system. So I guess diving into that a bit. That is kind of a good way to describe it. It's your body's natural equilibrium. So, for example, your body naturally creates like CBD, a natural form of it. And if you're lacking in vitamins in your system, you're not going to be at that kind of equilibrium to function properly. So, for example, it's wintertime in Wisconsin and you're taking vitamin D. So you need to take more in winter than you would in summertime because you're not at that level where you need it to be. So when you're taking CBD with your endocannabinoid system, it attaches to receptors in your body's ECS system. So basically, when it attaches to those receptors, it can help, like anxiety, joint pain, things like that. And you may need to take more initially if your body is not at that natural equilibrium, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like your daily vitamin if you are at a good level. Anything beyond that would be maybe pain relief or what you would be taking it for.
So it's not necessarily that you need to be at a higher dosage if you're using it for something stronger like pain or a sickness, but you take it more frequently or you just work your way up to a higher.
Yeah. Or like being consistent about it.
Or being consistent. Okay.
And your dosage may even go down. So say for example, you don't get the vitamins you need. Your ECS system is not up to where it should be. So you're not getting enough like fatty omegas, things like that, that the ECS system needs to function. So you might need to take more initially. Then when you get stabilized to that level, your dosage could actually decrease potentially. So it's kind of interesting how it works, but that's probably the best way to explain it.
No, when you're just saying that, I'm thinking, because you're like, oh, if your vitamin levels are low, and I'm like, they should have a blood test to see if you need, like, how much CBD you need, or like what your CBD levels are, so mm-hmm. you know. Because I feel like people don't probably know that they have the, like, the CBD thing inside of their body, and their mm-hmm. levels might just be low, and that's why they're anxious, or that's why they're in pain, and like, once exactly. these receptors are alerted, would that be right, the right word? Like, alerted, then this stuff starts to go away.
Exactly, yeah, because, you know, once you take CBD, a lot of those side effects of having an, you know, a lower or unstable ECS system would improve significantly, definitely. So, and like one thing to mention too is that the FDA did approve a type of drug for epilepsy. Mm-hmm. So taking that dosage helps kids prevent seizures. So, and they're always doing studies, so that's the only thing that's been approved so far, but they're constantly kind of looking at how they interact. So there's, like, for example, back to the ECS system, there's two different receptors, the CB1, CB2, and how those interact, and CBD, like, responds to that and attaches to it. So it's kind of interesting to learn all of those pieces, and we're constantly studying that. So I think that just needs to have more of that done to really be confident of what it does and what it can do for you.
And where is the research currently? I mean, this is fairly new. Mm-hmm. And where is it currently?
So they do a lot of like rat or animal testing. Even some, I guess, prominent research facilities are doing it as well, too. Even like private case studies, things like that as well, just seeing how the product works for customers is good to get testimonials and really see how it works for them, kind of like a variety of ailments. Anything from, you know, autism to IBS, or, you know, there's so many different aches and pains that a person might have, but they're always trying to do more studies on that and making sure that they're, mm-hmm. you know, being compliant and doing it properly. So
cool. Yeah, I mean, they never stop studying mm-hmm. everything.
What are maybe some misconceptions people might have about CBD?
CBD does not make you high. So, yeah, most have very trace amounts mm-hmm. of THC potentially, and some have completely none that's removed. So, and it is federally legal in all states. So, yeah, it doesn't have the same effect as THC would. So it's not psychoactive.
What would you tell someone that might be on the fence that are like, I really want to try CBD, but I don't know if I want to try it because I don't know if it'll help and I'm nervous because it might have like THC? Like, just like, what would you tell someone that's on the fence about it?
I would say, you know, kind of have your facts and research the company. So make sure it's a reputable company, that they have accurate test results from a third-party agency, that they're FDA compliant. If you are in Wisconsin and you work for a job where they do, you know, random testing, you want one that has zero THC. So just make sure it's a good brand, a good company that you trust. I wouldn't buy it online. I would probably, you could buy it online, but not like a cheap version online, I guess, where you're not sure where it's coming from. Because a lot of the, you know, companies that have it all together, they have very transparent results, and they might come from an organic farm. And so just kind of mm-hmm. just like any, like supplement you're taking, just to make sure that it's, you know, a good company and good for your body, that it's, you know, regulated properly as much as it can be at this point.
Right. Okay.
So, cause technically it's kind of up in the air, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, and someone was telling me once at one of the CBD shops I went to, and I can't remember what it's called, but they said you want to look on the website and make sure they have like a document saying something.
Certification of quality assurance.
Maybe that's it.
Because I checked you guys out because mm-hmm. I was like, who is this girl?
Who's coming on the show?
Yeah. Because my first reaction is always aggressive skepticism. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you guys checked out. You guys had a very nice third party, and I even checked, and then I checked into the lab mm-hmm. to make sure they were on the up and up, and they were highly rated by the mm-hmm. Better Business Bureau. So
very good.
So yeah, you guys are legit. You get my seal of approval.
Perfect. Yeah, we source from Colorado, so definitely.
Yes.
They've been around a lot longer than other facilities, so they've.
I heard the best farms are in Colorado, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm, and correct.
Then, there was a third one I forgot. Do you, or am I just making stuff up now?
I know Kentucky too.
Kentucky was a good one.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you ever had any like awkward experiences of people like asking you questions about CBD or just people in general around CBD, like, oh, I don't want to do that because of this or anything like that, like any interesting stories around it?
I'm trying to think of interesting stories.
Sorry to put you on the spot like telling you ahead of time, but
yeah. No, I don't think any bad stories, but again, I feel like what I've noticed, for example, depending on, and it's not just like a generational thing. Everybody's, using it, and actually more people that are older generations use it more. Mm-hmm. But I think it's very, misunderstood. And I think that if you, like, for example, if like one of us would suggest it for a parent or grandparent, they would be more likely to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just like a power of, you know, referral or suggestion that, hey, I think you should try this. Like, I've been doing it for years. I'll be like, okay, somebody has like they hurt their hand. Here, take this CBD oil, put it on there, you know, or, you know, you have anxiety, vape this, or, you know, so like, I think that if you personally like use it and trust it, then you can refer it to other people and they're more trusting of that. And, yeah. And I just firmly believe in it. And I've been referring it to people for a long time, and it helps them. So anything, you know, holistic and natural, I'm in favor for. So I can't say anything, nothing really too bad. You know, it's just, I guess dealing with like the limbo we're in right now after the FDA hearing end of May that makes it difficult for some companies to kind of keep going as far as, you know, changing from CBD to now calling it hemp extract, you know, things like that, that you have to kind of go back and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It can be difficult for a company to survive indecision.
Yes.
Or slow decision.
Well, with the whole hemp extract thing, I know, like, in companies, like, I think, is it true that like Amazon can't sell CBD? Because I know I've seen, like, looked on their website and like typed in like CBD oil, but like everything is hemp extract and it's not. It doesn't have like the actual CBD, I don't think, in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen like CBD gummies and stuff on there. But then I was reading somewhere that Amazon can't.
They're not
sell
supposed
CBD?
To if you read the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
so
I think
don't get
like,
it off there.
I ordered my first I ever tried on Amazon. I will
oh,
admit
you did?
Years
okay.
ago. Yeah.
Well, if you want the hemp, that's okay. Or like that those benefits. Or what were you gonna say?
Yeah. Well, it was not probably very good quality. It was very affordable, too affordable maybe, but but yeah, but they're technically not supposed to. But kind of how they're looking at it now is that CBD is a drug and hemp extract is like a nutritional supplement. So as far as labeling goes, depending on what the final decision is of what they determine it to be, so
so it'd be like cod liver flaxseed CBD.
Yeah,
you'll see in that section.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So it's really the same thing. So that I think is probably confusing people too. And again, back to your question a bit ago about, you know, hemp oil and hemp extract are different. So hemp oil, you know, is what you put on in your salad or, you know, your dressing.
There's hemp milk. Tried that.
Oh, yep. That is good too, actually. Yeah.
Is there
and
CBD
that would come
milk?
From the seed.
You could make your own.
I guess you could.
You could totally add it to it. Yes.
Yeah, I would do that.
I do lattes. So.
Oh, yeah.
With my mint.
You should make
until
a shop.
I'm hungry.
You should start your own CBD shop.
Yeah. Maybe a bake shop.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sponsor that.
What do your parents say? Have you ever tried to get them to try CBD?
Oh, they use it.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they have been for quite some time, yeah. My whole family.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I just think it's interesting because the first time I came home with my vape pen, my sister was home in town and I was like, oh, try this. And she's like, what? You're giving me drugs? And I was like, no. And my mom's like, oh, give me that. I'll try it. And my dad comes up from up the stairs and we're all smoking this vape pen. Mm-hmm. He's like, what's going on up here? Like, you guys are all smoking. And we're like, no, we're using CBD. You want to try it?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, no, or something. But I'm just like, just give it a try. Because I do. I feel like you were saying, like some of the older generations, I feel like my grandma is all for it and like and stuff like that. But then I found like some people are like skeptical because they don't know exactly what it is. And I think like getting that information out there to those people to know that it's not THC, it's CBD.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help you with these like pain and anxieties and all this other stuff that you listed.
And another thing too to mention is that it's non-addictive. So it's actually helpful for the opioid crisis. So people that maybe are trying to quit smoking or other drugs maybe would use this to help them, you know, so that's kind of a good thing too. If anybody's concerned about trying it or wanting to use it, that it doesn't have that effect at all. It's actually beneficial for you that it is not addictive in that sense. And it's, yeah, it's like a, think of it as like your daily vitamin. That's what I like to say. No matter how you consume it, so.
Right. What's your favorite way to consume it?
The capsules.
Capsules?
Yeah, they're just easy for on the go. And yeah, like I said earlier, cuts the chatter, lets me focus if I'm at work, need to get something done, or like I had a presentation last week, kind of calms me down. So I like it, yeah.
How many milligrams, may I ask?
So I would take anywhere from like 20 to 30 usually. Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay. In the capsule. And you absorb a little bit less than if you're taking the tincture. So if I would take the, you know, in my coffee, okay. A little bit less, maybe like the 16 milligram amount.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So, and you take it more in the morning or at night?
Mm-hmm. I usually do in the morning.
Mm-hmm. In the morning.
Yeah.
I was just curious because if it lasts like 10 hours, let's say like the tincture, mm-hmm. I can't even pronounce that word. I'm like it's thinking it in my one. Head before it comes out. like if it makes someone tired, then maybe they should take it at night and it'll still have the same, like it'll still have effects when they wake up, but if they're mm-hmm. sleeping less than 10 hours. But
and it'll help them sleep through the night. So mm-hmm. a lot of people use it for that. Like if their mind is running and they can't fall asleep, they have anxiety, they have insomnia, a ton of people will take it right before bed and it helps them. Yeah, so.
But then do you take a higher dose at night so it makes you tired? Because then if you're taking it in the day and it gives mm-hmm. you energy, how do you know if you should take it at night or in the morning?
Exactly, and it depends on how you're ingesting it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, gummies, or if you vape, you know, quite a, like a heavier dose, then that would tend to make you drowsy. But again, how your body responds, it can vary for people. But for me, I know vape and gummy definitely makes me drowsy.
I heard people are giving CBD to their pets.
Yes.
I was wondering what this is.
We
like,
have dog treats.
You got dog treats?
We do. Oh, cool. And funny story, a friend, his dad is a vet, and I gave him a couple in a baggie for them to try. Mm-hmm. His dad and brother both ate them.
Of course
and thought they were
did.
Black licorice, and they enjoyed them. So everybody loves them.
So there's for dogs or people.
Yeah.
All of the above.
But yeah, it's a very small dose. It's like 2 milligrams per bite. So if you have a small dog, maybe just one. And actually, it's great for anxiety. And like when you're in a car mm-hmm. for the pet or separation mm-hmm. anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing how it changes their behavior.
So you give it to the pet before you would leave?
Yeah, probably about a half hour before you jump in the car, before you leave for work. Yep, definitely. Kind of just like chills them out and yeah. So it's kind of amazing how fast it works. Or even like something recently, like 4th of July, we recommended give them some so the fireworks don't kind of,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Like loud noises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
There's a chinchilla joke in there somewhere.
Chinchilla?
Chinchilla. It'll come to you later. In your sleep.
No.
What's important is that I get it, and now that you guys are the ones that are awkward.
We'll
so
go.
I feel great.
Now
I feel
we're
great,
awkward.
Guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going out on top.
Is there a certain age? Well, one last thing. What would be the last thing you would share with someone before?
We have 30 seconds.
30 okay. seconds and go.
Oh, okay. On the spot. I would just say give it a try. You know, if you have any type of, you know, ailment or something you want to try to solve in your life, whether it's mentally or physically, I would give it a try. It's natural. So it's, yeah, just try CBD.
And we'll put all the links up for you guys to check out if you would like more info. This is Life is Awkward on River West Radio.